The death was announced this week of the veteran anarchist Jakub Polák, regarded as the leading light of the Czechoslovak anarchist movement. The founder of numerous anarchist initiatives and a longtime editor of the paper A Contra, or A Contra, Polák was perhaps best known for his public and at times unpopular defense of the Roma community. Rob Cameron has more.
At both public rallies and in courtroom debates, Jakub Polák was an unmistakable presence, his wild, unkempt hair, grey beard and crooked teeth giving him a slightly wolfish appearance. He was certainly several dozen years older than most of the young anarchists gathered around him and became something of a doyen of the anarchist movement. One of his closest acquaintances was the political scientist and fellow anarchist Ondřej Slachálek, who announced his death shortly after his 60th birthday to the media. He had this to say about his friend.
Jakub Polák was truly an unchained element. If anyone personified not only anarchism, but anarchy, unleashed energy, it was to a great extent him. He was driven by a powerful refusal to let himself be restrained by any kind of restriction standing in his path, whether it was a police cordon or ideas about ideological purity.
A dissident and member of the underground in communist times, Jakub Polák launched numerous anarchist initiatives after the fall of communism in 1989, quickly becoming involved with a number of causes he felt passionate about. One was discrimination and hostility against the Roma community, hostility that spilled over into acts of wanton violence in the early 1990s. One of the most notorious race-related killings in the early years of the independent Czech Republic was the drowning of the Roma teenager Tibor Danihel by neo-Nazi skinheads in the town of Písek in September 1993. Ondřej Slachálek says it was largely thanks to Polák's tireless campaigning that Danihel's killers were finally put behind bars.
Back then, there was a general tendency to play down the seriousness of such crimes. You know, it was just a boyish prank that got out of hand, that the skinheads didn't really mean to hurt anybody. I think even the state prosecutor used the word prank. There was also an attempt by the small-town local officials to sweep the whole thing under the carpet, and the skinheads were initially given suspended sentences. Jakub got involved with his typical energy and dedication, broke apart the manipulated police version of events, and after an endless round of appeals, managed to get them properly punished.
Polák's contemporaries say he was primarily motivated by a sense of justice, something he believed that was worth fighting for. But he also felt strongly about the freedom of speech. He defended extremism expert Zdeněk Zbožil after the political science professor was severely reprimanded by Charles University for inviting far-right extremists to speak at his class on political extremism. Jakub Polák and several left-wingers were also invited to address the class. Polák and others defended Zbožil's decision at a time when he was roundly condemned by academics and politicians, including the Prime Minister of the time, Miloš Zeman. Polák, who died of cancer, was honoured by the Charter 77 Foundation for his long battle against prejudice and police apathy in cases of racially motivated murder in the Czech Republic.
That was my colleague Rob Cameron remembering Jakub Polák there, who died at the age of 60.